Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Pop the popcorn, put on your comfiest pajamas, and grab a drink, because it's time for a new episode of Sierra Unfiltered. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sierra Unfiltered.
Hey, guys.
It's so fun now that your pregnancy secret is out.
I know. I feel like now we can talk about it.
I know. I feel like it's called Unfiltered, but I've low-key had to filter myself because I didn't want to, like...
Totally.
Yeah, say anything.
Well, it's such a big part of both of our lives right now, right. too, that I feel so free.
I know. And we have a new mic set up. So, I mean, it's just me, Skylar, and Carly that do everything with the podcast. So it's not like we have like a big team or a big network. So it's going to be a lot of like tweaking as we go. So hopefully this setup is a little bit better and our faces aren't so covered and the audio is a little bit crisper, hopefully.
Yeah.
So what are you drinking?
I am drinking good old cranberry juice, spicing it up a little bit, not just water. Yeah. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Truly.
You're truly spicing it up.
Oh, I truly am. I hate myself.
So, since you're drinking, do you want to start off with your unpopular opinion first? Spill the tea.
Yeah, let's. Okay. So, my unpopular opinion is, it's that coffee is not great. And
So, like, any type of coffee?
Any kind of coffee. Like, iced coffee, frappuccinos, you know, regular coffee. I just don't like coffee. And I'm not saying that, like, everyone shouldn't like coffee. Because I fully understand that the vast majority of the world loves coffee.
Totally.
For me personally, it gives me stomach aches. It makes me jittery. I am so hyper already.
This is true.
If you give me caffeine, that is more than anyone asked for.
There have been so many times where we've been out and you like get a nice tea or something and you're like, oh, this has so much caffeine in it. And I was like, I've had that drink a million times. I literally like drink it before bed. Like, you're very affected by sugar and caffeine and all of the
things. So I have to be careful. And then also, coffee doesn't taste good. Like, coffee flavored ice cream is not a good thing. Like, I understand why people like coffee, like, you know, because it, like, wakes you up. Like, Steven is a coffee fanatic. Like, he's always drank coffee. But I just could care less. What's yours?
I mean, well, so first of all, I love coffee. I disagree with your point. I'd hate bad coffee. Like, I would never drink coffee from, like, Starbucks or somewhere.
Yeah.
But, like, good lattes with good espresso. Love that. My unpopular opinion is that Beyonce is just all right. So I want to clarify it because I feel like the Beehive's going to like come for me.
Yeah.
I like Beyonce. Like I'll like jam out to her songs like if they come on.
Right.
And I think she's an amazing stage performer. Like I think that like her shows are a spectacle.
Right.
But her actual music and her voice, I feel like she's just any other pop star.
I like that you're not saying she's bad.
Yeah.
I like that you're like, she's just all right.
Because I feel like everyone's like, Beyonce's the queen. Beyonce's like the sensational person. Like right now, The Lion King's out. And I feel like the big ticket thing is that Beyonce is in it.
Mm-hmm.
But like to me, like Seth Rogen is like just as exciting.
Today we were saying that if Bella had like an inner monologue, it would be Seth Rogen's voice.
Oh, 100%. Just like so hyper. Okay. So hungry.
But I see what you mean because like I will jam out to Single Ladies like any day. I'll jam out to Formation, like anything. But I never find myself, like, going to Spotify mm-hmm. and typing in Beyonce, whereas I do that with some other, like, pop icons. Like, yeah. I'll do that with Lady Gaga, mm-hmm. Ariana Grande. Okay, so who do you think is better, Ariana Grande or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Okay.
But I just personally, like, I hate Ariana Grande.
that's a tea spill.
I mean, oh, God, I'm going to get into a rant. I feel like she's, like, over-sexualized, but, like, also kind of makes herself look like a child. I feel like that's weird. Like, it's very, like, I talk in this voice and I, like, wear baby clothes.
See, I really like Ariana Grande. I see what you mean, but I think and of that also, as more, like, do you know Melanie Martinez?
Yes.
Her whole aesthetic is, like, I'm an infant.
But also... But also, I feel like Ariana Grande's songs, like, especially lately, are, like, all about boys, which I feel like Taylor Swift did back in the day, but there was some, like, variation. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, I love a boy, I hate a boy, yearning over a boy, whereas I feel like Ariana Grande's very one note. It's, like, I'm not dating this boy anymore, but, like, it's okay. Also, I don't like the whole, like, break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored mentality.
We were talking about that because, okay, when Taylor Swift did You Belong With Me, that was, like, break up with your girlfriend because I love you.
Yeah.
And
there are a couple songs, like Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne, yeah. kind of has the same message.
Yeah.
There are a couple other ones I can't think of right now, but I just think break up with your girlfriend because I'm bored is literally the worst. Like... It's not like, I think that we're soulmates. Right. I really think you're with the wrong person. Please reevaluate. It's like, I'm really bored. So why don't you hurt another female who, like, you're actually, like, in love with so that we can be together?
Tea.
I did not Tea. Expect to go to Ariana Grande rant. But yeah, so I think Beyonce's superior to Ariana Grande.
Okay.
But I also would say that, like, Lady Gaga is superior to Beyonce.
I do love Lady Gaga. I'm rewatching mm-hmm. Glee right now, which I feel like I just have to mention in every episode because it's, like, a big part of my life right now. But they just did the Lady Gaga episode, and it was fire.
It was fire. They had the weirdest collabs on Glee.
Oh, I just saw the episode where it was, like, Avenue Q puppets, but they did What Does the Fox Say?
Oh,
it was goodness. So weird. It was so weird. Okay, but enough about Glee. There is no Glee segment on this podcast. There should be. What's your bump date?
So, my bump date. I actually just learned this because I just looked at my pregnancy app. So, this week, my baby starts sucking its thumb.
That's wild.
Like, first of all, the fact that, like, I have a little thumb in me is, like, already, is, like, already weird. But the fact that, like... There's, like, a little thumb, a little mouth, and then, like,
it's sucking the little thumb.
Like, why is it doing that?
Yeah. I guess it's, like, preparing itself for breastfeeding.
Like, is its brain developed enough to be, like, this is an enjoyable activity? Mm. Like, what's the instinct there?
Well, I think the instinct, because that's why kids use, like, pacifiers and suck their thumb. Yeah. The instinct is it's, like, soothing because it simulates, like, breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And, like, breastfeeding is soothing.
But how weird that, like, a 13-week-old child, like
knows that. No, that's wild.
It's so weird. So that's my bump date for the week.
That's my new favorite segment.
It's very interesting because some of the stuff is, like, very gross, and then some of the stuff is, like, really cool. So it's fun, like, sorting through and trying to find the cool things because some of it's just weird.
Pregnancy itself is just wild.
It's very wild. It's very weird. You get very comfortable with your body.
I feel like you kind of have to.
I mean,
like, there's not really a choice.
Like, you're just like, oh, this is what my body does now? Great. Okay, cool. Guess that's my new normal.
Also, Bella is sleeping under the table and she's snoring so loud. I can hear it in the headphones. Oh, so I'm sure you guys can hear it in the background.
Sorry. Kind of not sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real treat. I wish that I could just have, like, a little mini Bella in my pocket all the time. Like how people listen to, like, ocean sounds at night or, like, rainforest sounds. I just wish that, like, throughout my day, because I feel like that, like, cures my anxiety. Just Bella snoring. Or, like, her, like, huffing and puffing.
When Carly first started working here, Skylar was, like, you know, talking her through, like, setting up all the equipment and stuff. And then, like, we're filming just, like, a me talking to camera portion of a video. And Carly's like, hey, do we need to move Bella out of the room? Because I think, like, she's snoring so loud that, like, I think it's going to get picked up by the audio. And you were like, no, she does that every time. Like, the microphone doesn't pick it up. Like, yeah. I love that happens enough that you, yes. like, had to tell Carly, like, it's fine,
like,
if Bella's.
Like, in her onboarding, like, hey, yeah. just so you know, Bella is really, really loud all the time. But, like, it's fine. The only issue is, like, if Bruiser is barking.
Right.
But Bella doesn't usually cause any issues.
Well, and half the time I think Bella's sleeping because she's snoring so loud. And then I look over and her eyes are open and that's just her struggling to breathe.
She does have a lot of issues.
She really does.
But it's endearing. It also, is. When she gets excited, she, like, gets extra loud.
She, like, whines. She's like...
That was a great Bella impersonation.
That's exactly what she's like.
So do we want to get into our topic for today?
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited about this one. So we're going to be talking about careers, which we both obviously have very atypical careers. Mm-hmm. So we're going to kind of talk about, like, what we wanted to be when we grew up, like, what we went to school for, like, other career paths we could see ourselves taking. And then we are going to take two career aptitude tests, which I will link in the description if you want to take them along with us, to see what we, according to these tests, would have been best suited for.
Which I'm so excited for.
I know. I took a career aptitude test in eighth grade, and I got that I should be in marketing. Which is, like...
Which is, like, kind of
what I do, yeah.
Wow. Love that eighth grade test.
I know. But, like, the careers that they had on that test were, like, so dumb because half of them were, like, things that you need, like, natural talent for. Like, I remember, like, just some random guy who was, like, a skater guy got, like, that he should be, like, a model. And he's, like, oh, so, like, what? My test said I should be a model. And it's, like, well, like...
Did you also, like, submit a picture of yourself?
Yeah. Or someone was like, this says that I should be an actress. And it's like, or like a race car driver. And it's like, well, do you like driving cars?
Are you good at that?
Yeah.
That is so funny. It's like, you should be an opera singer.
Yeah. It's like, well, great. I've never sung opera, but awesome.
That's so funny. Way to just confuse eighth graders.
I know, right?
Eighth graders are already, like, the most confused individuals. Seriously. And then if you're like a skater and you find out you should be like a model. Like,
yeah. I wonder if that kid ever ended up being a model.
I don't know. We should look him up.
Should look him up. So what did you want to be when you were, like, little itty bitty? Like, the first thing you ever said, when I grow up, I want to be...
I always wanted to be a drama teacher.
Really?
Or, like, some sort of, like, youth theater instructor. I think when I was, like, in elementary school, it was, like, I want to be, like, a youth theater director. Mm-hmm. And then once I got into middle school, from middle school to, like, the end of high school, I wanted to be, like, a middle school or high school drama teacher.
Right.
I feel like I just liked that it was, like... It wasn't shooting too high. Like, my ambitions were never, like, I want to be a director on Broadway. It was, like, I want to do all of the things. Like, I want to be involved in, like, costumes, props, directing, stage managing. Like, I want to just, you know, do it all.
Have your hand in every little cookie jar.
Yeah. What about you?
So, I don't think I've ever said this on the internet. But I was a weird little kid. Like, I had a lot of...
I mean, you're still a weird adult.
I'm still very weird. But I had, like, a lot of very specific hobbies. And one of those hobbies started when I was, like, 5 and went till I was, like, maybe 13, was rocks. I was super into geology. I would go to, like, rock fairs and not, like, rock fairs. If you're listening, I just did, like, a rock and roll head thing. But, like, rocks as in, like, from the ground. So I would go to, like, rock fairs with my grandma and, like, pick out certain rocks. I had, like, a list of every rock that I, like, wanted to have in my collection. Yeah. I would label them. I would, clean them and display them.
Also, literally yesterday we were sitting at lunch. Like, we hadn't discussed this podcast at all. And Sierra just turns to me and Carly and is like, so do you guys think that I should start back up my rock collection? Or should I start a bog? And we're like, what is a bog? And why do you want to start one? Like, is a bog a cult? Like, what is...
A bog is a small ecosystem that are frequently found in, like, wetlands and marshlands that typically consists of, like, carnivorous plants. So that was another one of my hobbies. But I never wanted to be, like a
bogologist.
A bogger. But, like, okay. So when I had my bogs, I would get, like, a little, like, terrarium, like a fish tank. Put in, you do, like rocks and then, like, sand and then soil. And then you'd put in, like, a Venus flytrap and, like, all these different little plants. And then you'd have to spray it down, like, 3 times a day and release flies in there so that the plants
could
get fed.
That sounds like my worst nightmare. Like, I literally, like, won't kill flies if they're in my house.
I want a bog again.
Oh, my gosh. I would have to quit my job.
Do you think you would?
I came over every day and you were
Skylar,
like, you're like, hey, bog. Carly, can you go run to the store and buy me some flies so that I can murder them? Like, it's in our office.
It's part of the circle of life, Skylar.
But it's not. If you just, like, left the lid open and let flies, like, organically fly in and get eaten by the carnivorous plants, like, I feel like that's the circle of life. But you going and buying flies to get murdered by your bog? Like, I feel like you can't be a vegetarian if you own a bog.
Am I a fraud for being a vegetarian with an affinity for bogs?
People are going to, like, yell at me in the comments for saying that you can't be a vegetarian and own a bog. I'm going to get, like, DMs on Instagram like, excuse me, actually, I'm vegan and gluten-free and I love own bogs.
Okay. Anyways, loved bogs, but more than that, loved rocks. Mm-hmm. Like, literally for Christmas, I would ask for, like, very specific rocks. My dad and I would, like, go up to the Sierras, like, the Sierra Nevada Mountains, and, like, on the drive to the desert, I would, like, find spots where you could find, like, rose quartz and, like, get out of the car and collect it. So I was very into rocks. So
I'm surprised that you're not more into crystals as an adult.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, I like rocks for, like, I don't know, like, the study of it and, like, the history and less of, like, the spirituality, because I don't buy into, like, crystals having, you know, like, certain powers and properties. So, like, I like crystals for, like, I don't know, because I like rocks, but I don't like, I'm not into, like, the whole culture behind it.
I feel like from doing this podcast, like, we always joke that we're, like, A and B types, but it's so funny that even when it comes to things like rocks and crystals, like, I love crystals, have a bunch of crystals in my home, but, like, because I like, the spiritual qualities of the crystals.
Not because you like rocks.
And, like, you're, like, I love all rocks except for crystals that have, like, be...
You like the
rock element of crystals.
Exactly.
That is so funny. I mean, even, I remember, we were, like, had me, Kyle, Sierra, and Steven, when Toys R Us was, like, going out of business, mm-hmm. we were like, you know what? We should have, like, a fun party night where we, like, go to Toys R Us and, like, pick out, like, fun, like, let's get, like, laser tag guns.
Yeah.
Let's, like, get something really funny and then let's, like, drink a little bit and then let's, like, play with the toys. Like, mm-hmm. that sounds like a great night. And we got there and Sierra just, like, bought out the geology kits.
They had these, like, geode kits that you get to crack open that came with little safety goggles that were usually, like, $30 and they were on sale for $5. So I got, like, three of them and I did crack open all my geodes.
Like, we literally got back and, like, me, Steven, and Kyle were, like, drinking in the house and you were just outside with, like, big goggles on in your apartment complex, like, hammering at rocks. I think I took a picture of you because I was, like, you're so weird. Like, I love you so much, and that's, like, why I love you. But the fact that we were all, like, inside, like, probably, like, playing Mario Kart, like, drinking, talking, and you were just outside by yourself. Like, you, like, closed the door and just, like, had your big goggles on with, like, a hammer.
I love rocks. Big rock fan. So I wanted to be a geologist mm-hmm. Until I was, like, 13 and decided that, like, I wanted to be cool. And, like, not be really into rocks and, like, not go to rock fairs on the weekend, but, like, hang out with boys and go to football games. So that was kind of the end of my geology career, but I still have my rock collection at my parents' house. Mm-hmm. After that, I wanted to be, like, I never wanted to be an actress on Broadway because from, like, the moment that I discovered, like, theater as a career, I knew I didn't want to spend my whole life in, like, cattle call lines. Like, mm-hmm. I just knew that wasn't for me. But I wanted to be involved in, like, Broadway New York theater, maybe as, like, a stage manager or as, like, a casting director was something I really wanted to do.
Because didn't you go to school? Am I wrong that you went for performance?
No, I went for youth theater.
Gotcha.
And then when they cut my youth theater major, they wanted to put me in performance, and that's when I left.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So after I got over my rock obsession, then I wanted to be either, like, a New York, somehow involved in theater, or like you, a youth theater teacher. And then after that, what was your next career step?
Well, so what I actually went to college for and then ended up dropping out, I did technical theater. I still do technical theater. So, like, lighting design and stage management. Mm-hmm. But like we said in a previous podcast, I was working, like, 80 or 90 hour weeks, like, in technical theater and then going to school for it at a community college. And it just, like, didn't make sense. So then I dropped out.
Are you union?
No.
Okay.
No, so I have 10,000 union training hours mm-hmm. for IOTC, just for being, like, a stagehand.
Yeah.
But I'm not a union designer.
Got it. Okay.
So there are, like, a lot of pros and cons of being union. That's, right. like, a whole nother thing. But I'm not currently union.
Okay. And then I went to school, like Skylar said, for youth theater. And then they mm-hmm. put me in a performance program, and that's when I left. But when I was there for college, I wanted to become an English teacher that, like, ran a drama department. That was, like, the dream.
Mm-hmm.
But then I found YouTube, and that was actually great because I had this whole, like, identity crisis of what I wanted to do, because after they cut my program and they were like, we'll put you as a performance major, I was like, I don't think I want to be a performer.
Yeah.
And then I was like, do I even want to teach theater? Maybe I should just get a degree in English. Maybe I'll get into women's rights or history. And then I remember having this phone conversation with my dad, and I was like sobbing, crying, because I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, like, think about it. Like, in your deepest desires, like, what would you want to do if you could do anything? And I was like, I just want a Kim Kardashian job where I get paid to be myself. But it was like a joke. And now that's like
literally your job.
Is, I mean, there's like other aspects to it, but essentially I'm, you know, my job is being myself, being Sierra Schultz.
Yeah. Like running your Instagram and building your brand and documenting it on video.
I fully meant it as a joke when I said it.
That is so
And then
funny.
I ended up in this.
Okay. So like in a completely different life.
Yes.
Like even think about like a different era. Like who would you be? What would be your dream job?
I would love to have, and this is a career I didn't even remotely investigate, but I could see it for myself. I would love to be a wildlife photographer because I, like, as much as my channel is about, like, fashion and beauty, I am pretty, like, tomboy. I'm pretty, like, rough and tumble. Like, yeah. I love camping. I don't feel any need to, like, wear makeup or do my hair. Like, I'm totally comfortable roughing it.
And also, you love solo travel.
I love being alone.
Me and Steven are like, great, thanks.
No, but it is so true. Like, my favorite, I mean, I love traveling with my friends and my family and with Steven, but I really, really enjoy solo travel.
Yeah.
So I could see myself either, like, just me or, like, me and a small crew, like, on the tundra in Alaska or, like, at the North Pole, like, laying down all cold, like, wrapped in a bunch of jackets, like, waiting for that perfect shot. And I love animals.
Totally. I love that for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you could still do that. Maybe, like, when you retire.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to leave Steven. So I think that in that scenario, I would have to be, like, a single woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, not really feeling tied down, and I could go do that. Also, a cruise ship director.
That would be so good
Isn't
for
that
you.
So me? Like, dancing on the Lido deck. Like, come on, everyone. We're going to do a dance competition. Let's go. Like,
we always say that, like, not in a different life, like in this life, you could have easily been like a Disneyland performer that like hypes up like the Radiator Springs race cars.
And gets all the kids to dance.
Yeah, like you're the one that's like in like the play parade.
Yeah.
And you like grab the kids. Like not like the dancer or like a costume character, but like the hype girl.
Yeah. Like, so I think a cruise ship director would have been another thing. What about you?
That would be so much fun. I think in another life, I would have loved to own, like, a small bakery. Like, I feel like I can still see, like, me and Kyle owning, like, a small bakery in, like, Europe or, like, along the coast in, like, a small town.
Yeah.
Making, like, vegan goodies for everyone. Like, I love that. We could have, like, a little son or daughter, like, running around, like, a newsboy cap. Like, hey, Mom! I just got the paper.
Like, I don't know.
I brought you some fresh bread. I also feel like I just really want to be Miss Honey from Matilda.
And so you
like,
kind of are.
Thank you.
Like, that's, you really
that's
are.
That's a great compliment. So I'd love to be, like, a preschool teacher, like, an elementary school teacher, and just, like, or, like, an elementary school librarian.
Oh.
Ooh, that's it.
Skylar was, like,
if
we're going to embarrass me about who I was in elementary school, Skylar was, like, really, really, really into, like, the library and, like,
okay, so in, I think the perfect way to describe it is in fifth grade. So I was really close with the librarian. She was, like, my only friend. Her and this, like, guy named Max. So, like, shout out to Max, whoever you are and wherever you are in life. So, like, me and Max would go hang out with the librarian. Like, we wouldn't go, like, read the books. Like, we would just hang out with, like, our, like, 40 or 50-year-old librarian. And she, like, convinced me, first of all, two different stories. She convinced me, first of all, to be the mascot for, like, all the book fairs. So I dressed up in, like, a full-on penguin giant costume. And if you know me, I, like, I hate being hot. I hate being sweaty. I hate dirty things. So it was literally my nightmare because I would have to, like, wake up early, get, like, my grandma to drive me to school, and then I would have to be in this, like, sweaty penguin giant mascot costume and then, like, go the rest of my day and be, like, sweaty and gross. And it wasn't like people were, like, my friends. Like, they weren't, like, going up and, like, high-fiving me and being like, hey, penguin mascot. They were, like, ignoring me. They were like, oh, the penguin's out again. And then also in fifth grade, I was really cool in fifth grade. We had to do these like mission projects. So not like mission, like, religious mission. Like, yeah. You had to, like, make a video project with your friends that was, like, plastic bags are bad.
Whatever your, like, it is. Personal like, mission calling was. Is. Okay.
And so, first of all, I didn't have any friends. So, I just did it with Max and the librarian.
I was
going to
say, what about Max and the librarian?
Oh, they were involved.
Yeah, screw them,
so
right?
So, I made a short film called Dewey Who that was all about the Dewey Decimal System. And, like, literally every single other film got submitted to, like, the film, like, awards for, like, San Diego fifth graders. And they didn't even submit mine.
Do
they
you
were, like, these
freaking
losers.
Film?
Maybe I can track it down.
I want to watch Dewey Who more than I've ever wanted to watch any movie ever.
So we both were nerds.
I
expose
that.
You expose me. I love that for us. This is the best way for a YouTuber to get exposed.
Yeah, like expose me for being like way too into rocks.
Or me for loving Dewey. Dewey the Dewey Decimal Boy.
Throw me under the bus for loving Boggs.
Sierra Schulte is canceled because she loves Boggs.
Okay. So before we take the career test, let's each say a few things we could see the other person doing in like a different life, okay. A different career.
Can I go first?
Yes, please.
I think the perfect thing for you would be to be a shark on Shark Tank. Because I was really trying to think. I was like, because the problem is that every role I see you in is like a boss or a CEO.
Oh, thank
but
you.
I feel like you would have like mentees. Like you would be a big mentor to people.
For sure.
So I feel like being a shark on Shark Tank combines like your love of like being in front of the camera and being in entertainment, but also being like a CEO and a boss.
Yeah. And then like mentoring other people too.
Yeah.
You know what? 20 years, if Shark Tank's still on, hire me.
Who's your favorite shark on Shark Tank?
Okay, so, like, I really like Lori, but, like, she's a little intimidating.
Yes.
I mean, they're all intimidating. They're sharks, right?
Yes.
I really like Mark Cuban because I feel like he's a straight shooter. Like, I feel like multiple times he's, like, called people out for having, like, crap businesses.
Yeah.
And then, like, also sometimes if it's a really good deal, he'll just, like, outbid everyone. And I, like, really like that energy. So, but also.
You're such a Mark Cuban.
I know who you would. I'm guessing you like Mark or Rob Herjavec.
Yes.
I knew it.
I love him.
He's like, I just really like you and your business. Like, here, I want to help you.
I feel like none of the sharks even exist except for him. Oh, except you know who I love?
Who?
I love Barbara. Because she, like, I feel like she, I mean, this is, like, kind of controversial. I feel like she hits on, like, everyone.
Really?
You need to, like, go rewatch Shark Tank and watch it through the lens of, like, every, like, young man that comes in, especially if they're, like, shirtless and have, like, some sort of gimmick. She always, like, just gives them the highest offer. So, like, if you're ever going on Shark Tank, hot tip, like, just bring a shirtless man with you.
Yeah.
And Barbara will offer you
get
$1 million.
Get Barbara hot and bothered and you'll get the offer of your dreams.
Yeah. But anyways, so I feel like a shark on Shark Tank is perfect for you. What do you see me do? I'm a little scared.
No. I'm like, no.
I feel like you're going to be like a shoe shiner.
Yeah, you know, like a garbage man.
Just anything where I'm like helping people and just kind of get like pushed over.
No, you know what I could actually see for you? Two things.
Okay.
First would be working in any sort of hospitality. So like I could see you working as like a hospitality director for like Hilton Hotels Ooh. Worldwide.
Okay.
And being like, this is the best way to care for people and make them feel welcome.
That's
this is the best
sweet.
Way to, like, make people have a good experience.
I'm, like, just unlimited warm cookies.
Yes, exactly.
That's it. That's the plan.
Morning, bring them a warm cookie. Nighttime, bring them a warm cookie.
A warm cookie and, like, almond milk?
There you
You're
go.
Set. That's all you need.
And the second thing, I could see you being, like, some sort of human rights activist.
Mm.
Like,
I feel like that's, like, plausible.
Yeah, like, I feel like maybe if you weren't married, you'd move to, like, some, you know, small country and work from the ground up to start, like, a grassroots program to help get them, like, clean water and,
totally.
You know, like, I mean, even if we're talking about, like, different eras, like, I could totally see you, you know, in, like, the 1950s, like, campaigning for, like, women's rights. And, like, I could just
that's
see you.
That's so endearing.
Well, that's so you, yeah. too. Like, you care for everyone and you're very empathetic.
Thank you. That's very nice. I appreciate it.
I like that mine is like, oh, like, Skylar, you're so empathetic, and yours is like, you're like really cutthroat. It's like, you should be a shark.
No. In all of yours, you're going to be like freaking rich and like
that's
so
one of the
successful
things Skylar
in mine.
Said. Like, Skylar is like, I think any career in which I would never be rich.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like that's not the life for me.
Well, I feel like
well,
if you
literally,
ever, if you won the lottery, I feel like you would just give it all away.
Yeah. For sure. Like, because you, like, why would you want that much money?
Yeah.
Like, when there are so many suffering people in the world.
Mo money, mo problems.
Am I right, ladies?
Anyway, that, should we segue into the career test?
Yes.
So we have our laptops. Let me grab mine.
I'm, like, very nervous with us moving around with all the liquids on
I know.
Table.
If I knock over my Truly. Okay. So Skylar pulled two career tests. One is, like, a legit one. It's from, like, the Princeton Review. It's, like, 30 questions, like, pretty in-depth. And then the other one is a BuzzFeed quiz. So we're going to do, like, the more legit one, and then we'll do the BuzzFeed quiz.
I'm excited. So do we want to go question by question and answer it together?
Yeah, let's do it. Do you want to – we'll alternate. I'll read the odd numbers. You read the even numbers.
Perfect.
Okay. So number one, I would rather be a wildlife expert or I would rather be a public relations professional?
I feel like for sure wildlife expert for me.
I'm going to go public relations professional. Even though I said I wanted to be a wildlife photographer.
I feel like that's different.
This is wildlife expert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, number two. I would rather be a company controller or I would rather be a TV news anchor?
I want to be both.
Wait. Is a company controller just like a CEO? Like you're in charge of the company?
I think so.
Wow, we sound real dumb.
I'm going to go with that. But which one?
I feel like I would say TV news anchor. Because then you could like report on like problems happening in the world.
I'm going to go company controller because I like power.
I like that we're literally just opposites. This
but
is great.
I would be a company controller and I would use my power for good. I'd be like a superhero instead of like a supervillain.
Great.
Okay. I would rather be a tax lawyer or a newspaper editor.
I would rather be an auditor or I'd rather be a musician.
Musician.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Next page. I would rather be a production manager or an advertising manager.
Oh, production manager.
That's literally what you do.
I know. That's just my job. I'd rather be an advertising manager.
Great.
I would rather be an accounting manager or I would rather be a history professor.
History professor. I love history.
Wow. I can't believe we're like choosing all the same ones all of a sudden. Love that for us.
Okay. I would rather be a bookkeeper or an electrician. I don't want to be either of those things.
See, I was literally going to say I would be fine being either of those things. I have been a master electrician before and like I love books. We just said like Dewey Who.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to be bookkeeper.
Dewey Who, Dewey You.
So I can just teach the youth about the Dewey Decimal System.
I'm going to go bookkeeper just because at least I'd be indoors with air conditioning.
I would rather be a writer or I'd rather be an elected official.
Writer.
Ooh, I don't know. Because if you're, I guess both feel like you can be a change maker.
Yeah.
But an elected official, I feel like you'd get more backlash.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just definitely not cut out for politics. Like, I just, I don't know. I wouldn't enjoy it. I think being a writer is something, like a career path I actually would want to go down. Because I love writing. I've always loved creative writing. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to do a book someday.
I could pick either, but I think I'm going to go elected official.
Okay.
Just because I'm, like, really hyped about the 2020 elections. Been watching debates.
I'd vote for Skylar.
I wouldn't, but that's okay.
You wouldn't vote for yourself?
No, there are so many more qualified candidates. Me. Me. Like, me in my 20s, like, has a podcast where I talk about, like, that my baby sucks its thumb. And that, like, Beyonce isn't that great.
I think those are really important platforms. Key issues. Okay. I would rather be a clerical worker or a carpenter.
Carpenter for sure.
Clerical worker for sure.
I would rather be a payroll manager or I would rather be a manager of engineering.
Payroll.
Manager of engineering.
Wait, can we be quiet for a second and listen to Bella?
It's like a little old man lives in your house.
I know. Is she under the table?
I think so.
Yeah, I can pet her with my foot. Hello, Bella. Okay. I would rather be an audit manager or a safety manager.
Safety manager.
I'm going to go audit manager.
Ooh. Spicy. I don't know why that's spicy.
I meant to pet Bella with my foot and I just played footsies with you.
I got kind of like a sharp toenail
that
jab
was mine.
Too.
I need to cut my toenails.
Love that. Unfiltered. I would rather be an artist or I'd rather be a salesperson. Artist. For sure.
I am usually patient when I have to wait on an appointment or I get restless when I have to wait on an appointment.
I'm usually patient.
I'm restless. This whole podcast is just me, like, pooping on myself and then you being an angel.
Disagree. I literally said that Beyonce is... Actually, I said Ariana Grande is awful earlier. I forgot that I said that.
You really did.
People are not going to like me for that.
Yeah, but you're, like, better than me at everything, so...
Disagree. You, like, own your own business or, not, or like, an amazing boss lady.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay. One. It is easy to laugh at one's little social errors or faux pas. It is hard to laugh at one's little social errors or faux pas. We so can both saying, say easy.
So that's saying your own, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for I feel sure like easy. We both are like very in on the joke of ourselves.
Oh, for sure. Like I took the Enneagram test and like one of I'm a number three and one of the top things was like, you find it easy to use self-deprecating humor. I was like, yep.
You're like, you get me. Also, it's so funny to see what people comment on the podcast. I've gotten so many comments that are like, you're Enneagram type 2, you're a Pisces, you're a Hufflepuff, and I'm like, you're all right.
Yeah,
like I guess we're just really easy to nail down.
We're also, I think the fact that we're so different, it's like easy to see our contrasting personalities.
Totally.
Because it's like, oh, it's very clear like your differences and my differences.
But in reality, like if you took a group of like 1,000 people, we're probably the most similar to each other in that.
That's true.
It's just when you get into the nitty gritty of
then
it
we're
all.
Yeah, we're contrasting. Okay. It is wise to make it known if someone is doing something that bothers you, or it is wise to remain silent if someone is doing something that bothers you.
Remain silent.
Make it known.
It's not really okay to argue with others even when you know you are right. It's okay to argue with others when you know you're right.
It depends on the thing. Okay, because here's the thing about me is like for the last question about like making it known when something bothers you, like I'm a firm believer in like if you have an issue, like don't be passive aggressive, don't be rude, don't be brash, just like calmly lay it out on the table so that you can like figure out the issue and move past it. So for this question, I'm like, it depends on the issue. Like, yeah. I think it's okay. You know what? I'm going to say no because of the word argue. I wouldn't argue. I would, like, explain my point, let them explain their point. If there's no way that their point is going to be changed, then, you know, there's no point in making it an issue.
I don't know for this one because I'm really, really, really non-confrontational. Like, yeah. I just really, like, if there's a situation where argument can be avoided, I feel like I try and stay out of it. But there are a couple of topics where I feel like I'll, like, fight with my family at the dinner table about.
See, and I feel like I will just bite my tongue, and if my family is being, you know, like very different in beliefs than me, I'll just bite my tongue and move on.
I'm gonna go with it is okay.
It's so funny because I feel like on the surface our answers would be flipped.
Yeah.
But it's not. Okay. I like to bargain to get a good price, or I don't like to bargain to get a good price.
Oh, no bargaining.
Oh, I love
you
to bargain.
You and Kyle are the worst about haggling. It's actually probably one of my least favorite things about the both of you. Because whenever we're somewhere, there have been times where we're in, like, a regular shop, like, not in a foreign country, not in, like, a marketplace, and Kyle will, like, try and, like, barter with the person, like, just for funsies. Like, he'll be like, can I get 50 cents off of that?
Yeah. No, like, if I'm
checking... And half the time they give it to him, which is, the most infuriating part.
If I'm, like, checking out at a clothing store and there's, like, the little tiniest thread coming out, I'll just be like, hey, this one has, like, a little nick right here. Could I get 10% off? And, like, most of the time they say yes.
That is so funny. I would never say anything. I'm like, hey, you want to charge me, like, an extra $100? Like, you look like you're having a hard day. Like, please take my money. One time Sierra was doing an impression of me. We were, like, all doing impressions of each other. And she's like, hi, my name's Skylar. Like, do you want to punch me in the face? You can punch me in the face if you want. Like,
that makes
fine.
You feel better. You totally can.
Oh, boy. Next one is, it's easy to be outgoing and sociable at a party with strangers, or it is hard to be outgoing and sociable at a party with strangers.
It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
I would read the instructions first when putting a new toy together for a child, or I would just jump in and start putting the new toy together.
I would read the instructions.
I would jump in.
I literally spent probably 5 hours yesterday building a dresser for the baby. And I like texted Kyle and I was like, this is the longest process. He's like, really? I'm guessing it would take me an hour or two. And I was like, yeah, because you would build it wrong and not read the instructions.
But like, if he builds it wrong and it works, did he really build it wrong?
Oh my gosh. You guys are one in the same.
I feel like you can just kind of figure it out.
That's like when Steven and I were trying to build the IKEA furniture the other day for your guys' bedroom. And you came in and were like, hey, like, what's taking so long, guys? Because Stephen and I, like, read everything, like, inside and outside and want to do it the right way. Okay. Number 20. It is usually best to be pleased and let others decide if your ideas are worth accepting or pleasant. Or it is usually best to be forceful and sell your ideas to others.
I don't know.
Be pleasant.
I'm going to go pleasant because I think if my ideas are good enough, they'll be worth accepting anyways.
Yeah. I don't think you have to be forceful.
Yeah, forceful. Like, to me, when anyone tries to make, like, a hard sell to me, I instantly shut off. I'm like, nope.
Totally.
Not doing it. Okay. I usually like to work cautiously, or I usually like to work fast.
Cautiously.
Fast. I want to go fast.
Generally, I prefer to work quietly with a minimum of wasted movement. Or generally, I prefer to move around and burn some energy while I work.
I like to work quietly.
Yeah. I'm like a slug. If I don't have to move, I'm not moving.
My Apple Watch tells me every 60 minutes to, like, get up and move around. And I could literally sit and, like, do work or edit at my desk for, like, if my Apple Watch didn't tell me to get up for, like, 6 hours without noticing. Because I just get in the zone.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. I don't like to have to persuade others to accept my ideas when there is a strong, forceful opposition or argument from others. Or I like to sell and promote my ideas with others even when it takes some argument. I'm going to go sell and promote.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Last but not least, it is better to listen carefully and be sure you understand when topics are being discussed, or it is better to speak up quickly and be heard when topics are being discussed.
I think listen carefully.
Yeah.
I think I'm more apt to speak up, but I don't necessarily like that about myself, and I try to work on, like not talking all the time. Like, even, like, our church life group, when we're, like, going through, like, the Bible study lesson, I have to, like, tell myself, like, don't answer every single question. Like,
that is so funny.
Let someone else have it. Like, I need to not speak just to speak. I need to only speak if I really have something important to say.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I just dominate every conversation, which isn't, like, a real conversation.
Okay, are you ready?
Let's continue. Okay, so we have our results. It gave us, like, 20 careers that would work for, like, our career color. So do we want to read our career color and then a few of the career highlights on there?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. What color are you?
Okay, so I am blue.
Ooh.
And it says people with blue interests like job responsibilities and occupations that involve creative, humanistic, thoughtful, and quiet types of activities. Blue interests include abstracting, theorizing, designing, writing, reflecting, and originating, which often lead to work in editing, teaching, composing, inventing, mediating, and writing.
Editing?
I know.
That's so funny. Like, that's so perfect for you.
So some of my options on here are an actor,
ooh,
an antiques dealer.
Love that.
A career counselor.
Awesome.
A comedian. A disc jockey.
Wow.
A fashion designer, a film editor or director, a journalist.
Yours are so fun.
A physician, a school administrator, a travel agent, a teacher, set designer, or a media planner.
Yours are so fun. Mine are not fun at all.
Really?
Okay, so I'm a green.
You didn't get disc jockey?
No. Mine is like a pharmaceutical sales representative.
Wait, so what's the little blip about green?
Okay, so I'm green, so it's all the same things it says for you, but it's that involves persuasion, sales, promotion, and groups or personal contact,
ooh,
which I feel like is very weird. I would not guess that for myself. It says, I enjoy activities including motivating, mediating, which is not true, selling, influencing, consensus building, persuading, delegating authority, entertaining, and lobbying. I seriously would say that I'm not interested in any of those things.
I feel like, what was it, motivating?
But, like, delegating authority? That's my worst nightmare. I hate being in charge. It says I'm often, I would often work in marketing, advertising, training, therapy, consulting, teaching, law, and public relations.
Interesting.
I feel like that's not, I don't know. I'm very surprised.
Yeah, I'm really surprised at both our results, honestly.
All of these are literally the careers I would never go into. A bar/club manager.
That sounds like your worst nightmare.
An auto salesperson. A coach. Literally, I hate sport. Like, I'm just going to say it. Like,
that's another unpopular opinion of Skylar's.
Oh my gosh. All of these are like, so, I mean, no shade if you're a coach or.
Yeah, my mom is a coach.
Bar club manager.
My mom is offended. She's watching this. Coach Lori.
It's okay. So is my stepdad.
Oh, yeah,
he's
that's
gonna
true.
Be real offended. an insurance agent slash broker, a lobbyist. Like, all of these are so, like, I'm not interested in any of these things.
Well, maybe the BuzzFeed quiz will be more accurate for you.
I know. The only thing that's even remotely interesting on here to me would be a wedding consultant.
Oh, you'd be so
good. I have done, like, same day, like, event planning for people, but.
And you're really good at it.
Aw, that's very sweet. Because
you're very personable, but you also, like, you can handle stress.
Yeah.
And you don't show
it. And I, like, love aesthetics. I love dealing with families. But, like, a bar slash club manager. That is not like owning a bakery in Europe. That is a completely different thing. Do we want to do the BuzzFeed one?
So this one says, this test will reveal what type of career you should actually have.
And they have Elle Woods and then someone else from like Grey's Anatomy or something in the picture.
Isn't that Sandra Oh?
Oh, you're right.
Okay. Okay, we'll just alternate reading then.
Cool.
When you answer each of the questions below, you must pretend they are all offering the same salary you can comfortably live on. So we're not thinking about salary.
Okay.
Would you rather be a legal assistant, a film producer, or a shop clerk? Film producer.
Which career would you rather have? Celebrity stylist, software programmer, or librarian?
Celebrity stylist.
Ooh, I'm kind of torn between celebrity stylist or librarian. I'm going to go librarian.
I feel like you could do both, but I see librarian. More for you.
I think I would love to be, like, a personal stylist, but a celebrity stylist, I feel like, is dealing with, like, a lot of, like, name brands and, like, couture, and I don't know if I could do that.
Which of these careers would you rather have? Math professor, bus driver, or YouTuber?
Well, for sure not YouTuber.
So, fun fact, Steven used to drive buses, and his, like, dream career outside of engineering is being a bus driver at Disneyland.
My favorite fun fact about Steven, I feel like I've told this to people who don't even know Steven. So, Sierra was in a sorority in college, Kappa Delta.
Kappa Delta.
And she, like, went to, like Fratlantis parties and, like, did the whole sorority thing. Steven was a bus driver, and there's a fraternity for his, like, for his fellow bus drivers.
But it's not, like, a real fraternity. It was, like, so they called it Tau Sigma because it stood for Transportation Services.
It just reminds me so much of Monsters University, how they have, like, that small little fraternity that's, like, all the, like, silly outcasts. So do your Kappa Delta signal for all the people watching.
Kappa Delta.
His was... drive safe. Just like one finger, two finger.
So the bus drivers would like see each other and they had shirts that said Tau Sigma Transportation Services. They would drive by each other on their route and just be like, hey, throw up the two peace signs, be like, drive safe.
So all the time, like whenever like Kyle and I are leaving the house or something, Steven will be like, hey, drive safe. Love that for him.
Okay, I have to go YouTuber.
I don't know if I'd like to do any of those things.
Which is so funny because here you are literally.
I know. There was a comment on the last one, or I guess two episodes ago, that was like, how is Skylar going to say that she doesn't want to be an influencer when she's out here, like, influencing? I think there's a difference between, like, influencing people because they're listening to my podcast and, like, having paid promotions on my Instagram.
Right.
Like, I don't think I'll ever do a sponsorship on my Instagram.
Unless, like, Anthropology approached
yes,
you.
Yes, or, then like, Target. You'd be like, then yes, I'm please. Like, I'm into it. Trader Joe's, sign me
Hit
up.
Hit her up.
I guess I'll go YouTuber. Because that's kind of, like, what I do.
Mm-hmm. You could be, like, what's that one YouTuber you like? 5'1" teacher?
Oh.
You could be like her.
Oh, love her. Like, Kristen Johns.
Okay. Which career would you have? Small business owner, concert pianist, or dentist?
Ooh.
I'm like a small business owner.
Me too. Which of these careers would you rather have? Magazine editor, gardener, or surgeon?
Magazine editor.
For sure. Oh gardener? My gosh. I love that. I would love to be a gardener.
But you'd be outside and sweaty.
But that's fine. I like want to build my own greenhouse someday. I just love, like, you know me. I'm a crazy plant lady.
But I don't.
My house is overflowing with plants. Like, it's actual problem.
It looks beautiful.
Well, and then I started, like, propagating probably, like, a year ago. So if you don't know, propagating is, like, making new plant babies from your old plants.
Do you basically make your plants have sex with each other?
Not at all.
Isn't that what you do when you, like,
asexual?
You, like, cross the genes?
I'm not crossing genes. I'm just, like, cutting them at their nodes and then soaking them in water. And then I, like, replant them. I was asking Carly the other day. I was like, hey, do you want any new plants? Because, like, I have too many propagations going.
Steven has told me I'm not allowed to buy real plants anymore, only fake ones, because I always forget to water them.
That's true. But I gave you one for your birthday probably, like, 4 years ago or something, and it's still alive.
You gave me a hardy plant.
Yeah, it is thriving.
It really is. Okay. Which career would you want? Animal shelter manager, politician, or fashion designer?
Animal shelter manager, for sure.
I don't think I could handle the emotions being an animal shelter manager. I think I'd get too attached. So I'm going to go fashion designer.
Woo woo.
Because I do really love clothes.
And maybe someday you will be a fashion designer.
Maybe.
Which career would you rather have? A call center employee.
That sounds like a nightmare.
A hairstylist or a sales representative?
Sales representative.
That's a hairstylist.
Oh, I could see you doing that.
I would love that. Getting to, like, talk to people. I feel like, there are always, like, posts on Facebook of, like, my hairstylist is my therapist. Like, I feel like I would love to be that for people.
And you're also very detail-oriented, so you That's would true. Never mess up.
Except I would feel really bad if someone wasn't happy with it.
You take it personally. Okay. Which of these careers would you rather have? A coach, a museum curator, or a real estate broker?
Museum curator. Which of these careers would you rather have? Anesthesiologist, Broadway singer, or financial advisor?
Why is it Broadway singer? Like, not actor.
You just sing.
Just sing.
Broadway singer.
Which of these careers would you rather have? Administrative assistant, substitute teacher, or game designer?
Substitute teacher, for sure.
I'm going to go administrative assistant.
Ooh.
I just feel like substitute teachers, honestly, the students sometimes, like, really take advantage of them.
But I feel like I would love to be taken advantage of. Like, I want kids to, like, prank me. I want them to be like, yeah, our teacher just, like, lets us watch movies all day. And then me to be like, okay.
And I feel like an administrative assistant, like, I am someone who thrives under pressure.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I would.
Like, the Devil Wears Prada.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like I could have been in the Devil Wears Prada and, like, what was her name? Miranda Priestly would have, like, loved me.
Oh, yeah.
Because it would have been, like, midnight, and she would have been like, I need 47 bags from Hermes. And I'd be like, I'm on it. I got it.
That's so fun. Okay, which best describes you? I tend to speak up about how I feel, or I do not usually speak up about how I feel. No, I do not usually.
I tend to. Which of these best describes you? I can be defensive when it comes to change, or I typically go with the flow when it comes to change.
I typically go with the flow.
I can be defensive. I'm working on it, though. Self-improvement.
I'm working on it. Which of the following describes you? I enjoy hands-on work, or I do not enjoy hands-on work. I enjoy hands-on work.
I don't think I do.
I guess define hands-on work. Are you talking about, like, literally, like, being a gardener or, like, being, like,
I'm thinking building things. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy that.
Like, you seem to, like, genuinely enjoy, like, putting furniture together. And, yeah. Like, not for me. Which sentence best describes you? I'd rather give advice than receive it, or I prefer receiving advice rather than giving it.
I like giving advice.
I prefer receiving advice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Guess I'm going to start giving you all the advice.
Please do.
This is a long BuzzFeed quiz.
I know.
I don't remember who read the last one.
I think it was me.
Which best describes you? I work hard when I'm passionate about something, or I work hard but will abandon a project when I hit a dead end.
I work hard and I'm passionate.
I will abandon a project for sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, the worst about that.
Oh, I didn't even ever notice that about you.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm, like, working under someone, like, obviously, yeah. Like, when I work for you, like, I have to finish things.
Which
so
is why I don't
them.
Notice.
Yeah. But, like, when it's my own personal stuff, even, like, with lighting design, doing draftings, I feel like lately I've gotten a little lazy. And sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to call the master electrician and we're going to figure this out.
See, for me, I'm like, I don't care what it is. I'm like, I have to get this done. Totally. Like, I have to figure it out.
That's like everyone in my family really likes to joke that I'm a quitter. So that's a fun fact about me.
Were you that kid in like elementary school when you'd play tag and then like you'd get it and you'd be like, I don't want to be it, so I quit?
Yes, literally. That's like everyone's joke. Like they joke that like I quit high school. Like they joke that I quit college. They joke that I quit everything.
Skylar and I went to a charter high school. Have we said that on the podcast?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Okay. Your turn.
Which of the following describes you? I'm not good at making decisions, or I'm good at making decisions?
I'm good at making decisions.
I'm good at making decisions.
This is so long. I'm so sorry for anyone listening if this is getting boring. Select which is true for you. I'm a good listener, or my listening skills can be improved?
My listening skills can be improved.
I'm a good listener.
Which is true for you? I'm not comfortable when I have to sit for long periods of time, or I'm okay with sitting for long periods of time as long as I have breaks? I'm okay as long as I have breaks.
Oh my gosh, this is the never-ending quiz. I don't know. Okay, this is like the never-ending story, but with like less like fluffy dragons.
We must be near the end. Okay. Do you want to do the next one?
I am comfortable when I can plan things. Or I don't mind being spontaneous and being put on the spot.
I am comfortable when I can plan things.
Oh, me too. Except I feel like with traveling, you're like the opposite of that.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like so shocking
to
me.
Skylar will travel and she'll write out literally like a minute-by-minute itinerary. Yes. Like on her honeymoon, she's like, and then at 10:27, we will walk to the bus station and pick
up
the bus.
And I put like exactly like, it's like a 0.2 mile walk. Like, we're going to take an Uber from here to here. We're going to hop on this train to this train. We're going to go to this coffee shop. Then we'll go to, like I map out like everything.
Every restaurant, every turn, like, everything mapped out. And I'm like, here are a few things I would like to do when I'm in this city, but I'm just going to walk and see what happens.
Yeah. Which is so surprising, because I do feel like in life you usually, like, are such a planner.
Which I think is why I like doing that when I travel.
It's like a little break.
Yeah. And I feel like it's a good way for me to see a city, because if I'm on a tight schedule, then I'm like, I get stressed when I don't stick to the schedule. Mm. And then also I feel like sometimes I miss out on those, like, spontaneous things of, like, walking into a random pub and, like, finding this amazing, like, little gem and figuring all these little things out. So I like being more spontaneous, but you're right. Yeah. Everything else in my life.
That's so funny.
I love to plan. Okay. Which is true for you? I'm organized or I do not work well with structure?
Organized.
Oh, we got it.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Okay. I got the straightforward career.
I got the exact same thing.
Shut up.
And we answered totally different things. Did we just take that quiz that was so, so freaking long, answer pretty much opposites for every question, and then get the same answer?
I guess.
I'm going to drag this quiz. Do not take this quiz.
So, I mean, we got the same thing, but it says, like, you enjoy multitasking by listening to music or a podcast or audiobooks as you work.
I mean, that's true.
You feel most confident in low-pressure jobs that feel second nature. That is not true for me. I love just, like, being thrown into something new and figuring it out.
That is so funny.
You prefer feeling relaxed within your work environment, not stressed out. No.
True.
I like being stressed. Like, if I'm, at any time in my life I've been in, like, a low-stakes job, I have to, like, find other things to stress me out. Because if I'm not, like, busy.
That's so funny.
Carly and I were talking about this the other day. Like, we have to be busy.
You guys are crazy. That's literally, like, why I'm taking a break from technical theater. Is because it's, like, too much. Like, I love the idea of theater, but, like, the actuality of tech week, when it's, like, this month I'm doing two techs.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
See, I thrive off of that. I'm like, make me stay up till midnight and have way too much to do because I will figure it out.
You're so funny. I also like love downtime.
Okay. It also says you do not prefer a lot of responsibility, but that doesn't mean you're unmotivated. The career for you would include working in data, computer systems, farming and gardening, copy editing, transportation, website creation, or the fine arts. Stay away from sales, advertising, marketing, managing, producing, and consulting, which is the opposite of what the other tests told us.
That is so weird. Wow. I guess just all these are crap.
I would love to know from any of you guys watching, what careers could you see Skylar or I in?
Yes.
That would be really interesting. Down below. And also, if you ever took like a career aptitude test, what did it say you should be?
Yes. But also, please let us know what you think we should be. I think that's so interesting.
I'm excited to read those comments. All right. Should we do advice?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Carly pulled the advice questions. So again, we have not heard them.
My name is Becca, and I was just wanting some advice about a long-term boyfriend I have. He and I are high school sweethearts, and we met about 3 years ago, and we're in college now, and I am just feeling so anxious, and I'm ready to get engaged, and he thinks so too, but that doesn't necessarily seem like a situation financially that he and I could obtain at this exact moment. And I was just wondering if you guys had any advice for just being patient in this time in our lives, or how to just be spontaneous and just do it. I love you guys so much, and congratulations, Skylar, on your pregnancy. I'm so excited for you. Thank you guys. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Oh, she's the sweetest.
Okay, so I have, you know, I had about, I would say, a 6 to 8 month period where Stephen and I had that conversation where we realized we were ready to get engaged, mm-hmm. and we were going to wait longer. Mm-hmm. And that, I remember, was so difficult because I was feeling like I was in this period of my life where I was kind of in limbo, where it was mm-hmm. like, I know what I want to happen. You know, in my head, this is exactly what's meant to be, but it hasn't happened yet. So I totally feel for that struggle of being like, I'm ready, but we can't do it yet. So first of all, I would say just try to balance being present in your life right now with being excited. It's totally okay to be excited and look forward to the future. But I do think I look back on that time and I feel like I missed out on being fully present in my life because I was so hyper focused on just waiting for the future. Like, I just can't wait until this happens.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to be present in the cool things that are going on in your life right now. Also, you can be in a really fulfilling relationship without being married. I know plenty mm-hmm. of people who've, you know, never gotten married, who've been together for maybe 20, 30 years and are perfectly happy. Not saying that's what you guys have to do, but, just because you don't have that label on it yet doesn't mean that you can't be in like a fulfilling relationship that's progressing like emotionally.
I think two things. One, going off of what you said, I feel like I'm so susceptible to that. I feel like my whole life, it's like, oh, like, I'm waiting to be married. I'm waiting to move back down to San Diego. I'm waiting to be pregnant. I'm waiting to buy a house. Like, there's always something that I feel like in my brain, I'm like, oh, when this happens, then I can relax.
Right.
But that's not life.
Yeah.
Like, life is living in the moment. Like, tomorrow's not guaranteed. So, like, just kind of. It's hard, but, like, try and be happy and content with where you're at.
Yeah.
I think the second thing, too, is that if this person is truly, like, your soulmate and your forever person, a year, 2 years, however many years shouldn't matter because you guys should be together no matter what.
Right.
Like, I think that obviously marriage is, like, a wonderful and beautiful thing, and that's what our entire next podcast is about getting married and everything that comes with that. But I think that they're really, if you aren't in a financial situation to where you guys can or should get married, I think wait. Because yeah. I think that, like, marriage will always be there. And especially if you guys are meant to be, then I don't think getting married in a year will be any different than getting married tomorrow.
Yeah. And I also think, you know, on the more practical side, like, let's say you guys want to get married emotionally and everything, you are fully ready, but financially you can't pay for a big wedding. Marriage and wedding aren't synonymous. Mm-hmm. I know lots of people who have had really small weddings or even just had a courthouse wedding and then a few years later saved up the money and had like a big, you know, vow renewal or even just like a big reception. That's totally valid too.
Also, a wedding is just a big party to celebrate you getting married.
Yeah.
Like, your reception is literally just a party.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's hard because especially nowadays, like, weddings are made up to be such a huge thing. Like, there's Pinterest and I don't know, like, even like the royal wedding. Like, I feel like in every magazine and all over social media, it leads to like giant, beautiful, fantastical weddings. But like, that's not what marriage is. Marriage right. is what happens after the wedding.
Right.
You know, and I think that that day is really important because that is like such a big. It's such a big thing that you're going to look back on, so mm-hmm. you want it to be special and important. But special and important can just be, like, getting dinner with your favorite people yeah. and, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think try to be present in the moment that you're in now. Work on progressing your relationship without the title. Mm-hmm. You know, you can move forward, like, and have some of those important conversations that you need to have before you get married and before you actually make that step.
Yeah. Well, especially if you guys are high school sweethearts. You've already mm-hmm. been together through all of high school.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I think you can stick it out.
I think you can. All right. Next question.
Hi, y'all. My name is Shelby.
Hi, Shelby.
I just wanted to say that I love the podcast more than I ever thought I could. Y'all's friendship is so good. Mm-hmm. It's very inspiring. But I have a question about body positivity. So I think that a lot of times with body positivity, it's like easier said than done. You know, you can say that you love yourself and you love your like stretch marks and like you accept all these things, but how have y'all found like pushing through that sort of just like saying that and actually like living it, you know? All right. Thank you. Bye.
I feel that so much. So yeah. much. Because there are so, I mean, there is this whole idea that, like, you know, saying that you love your body will make it true, or saying that you love this or saying that you love that. And that is a really, really great step. Like, say it till you believe it, fake it till you make it. But it can be disheartening sometimes to feel like everyone around you is saying, you know, I love my body, I love my stretch marks. And then you look in the mirror and you still have those, you know, self-doubts.
Totally.
Do you want to speak on this one first?
I mean, I think that, I feel like you can answer it better than I can because you're like the body positivity queen.
Well, thank you.
So if you want to take the lead on it.
I think, you know, obviously that first step of just saying it is really important. I think it's really helpful if you really are trying to, like, believe that and embrace that. Maybe push some boundaries of wearing things that you wouldn't normally wear. Because for me, like, I can say I love my stomach a lot. But when I force myself out of my comfort zone and wear that crop top and I'm looking at my stomach and I'm seeing it, I really have to love it. So I think that's something that can be really helpful. Also, I think surrounding yourself with people who really truly believe that your stretch marks are beautiful.
Yeah.
That is really helpful because the more that people are telling you something is true, the more that you believe it.
I mean, we've talked about this before too. I think for me, a big thing is I think that for some people, they can go on a body positive journey and at the end of it, be completely happy with their body and get there and get to that goal and, you know, just be like the pinnacle of it. But for some people, body positivity is just saying, like, I'm okay with my body. Yeah. Like, I have a working body. I have a functioning body. And, like, I am grateful, you know? And then, like, loving the other things about yourself. So I think that, like, obviously, like, working out and eating to, like, feel better is important, and not working out and eating healthy to, like, lose weight or look better so that you can start loving yourself. Like, you should start loving yourself today. But also, if you don't ever get to that, like, picture perfect, like, inspirational quote place, like, that's okay.
Yeah, it's maybe setting realistic expectations about how you should feel about your body and trying to make steps to get to that place where it's easier.
Totally.
Hi, I was just wondering, I had two questions for you guys. The first question I have is, what are your guys' zodiac signs? And second question, which has nothing to relate to it, is what or how do you guys feel about mental health, and how do you guys deal with your mental health with having such busy lives and all? So, yeah, thank you.
Ooh, I feel like that question is, like, two. I mean, maybe they are connected, but for me, that feels like two, like, different
very
sides
separate
of the questions.
Things, but I love both of those questions. Yeah. Those are both, like, really up my alley.
They are.
So first of all, I'm a Pisces, Sierra's an Aquarius. Sierra doesn't necessarily believe in zodiac signs.
No.
But I definitely do.
Skylar does.
And I definitely think she's very Aquarius, and I think I'm very Pisces.
But Steven's also an Aquarius.
But you guys are, like, different sides of the Aquarius spectrum. My baby's also going to be an Aquarius.
Oh, I love that.
Because Aquarius are, like, they're, like, change makers. They're, like, humanitarians. They're people with, like, a mission. And so I think, like that's one side of the coin, and I think that's, like, very much who you are.
Uh-huh.
But they're also, like, deep thinkers, and I don't know. Yeah. I feel like that's very Steven. And Pisces are, like, very emotional. They're, like, the zodiac calendar starts at Aries and ends at Pisces, so the idea is that, like, Aries is the baby, and Pisces is, like, the old dying person. And I feel like that's me. Like, my whole life people have said I'm, like, an old soul, and I...
You are.
So... That's our zodiac sign. I've seen people, like, commenting that down below, like, guessing what we are. So, yeah.
Now
there
you have it.
And then do you want to take the lead on mental health?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was really interesting that you specifically said, like, because we are so busy, because that is a really hard thing for me. I feel like I was in a really good groove with, like, taking care of my mental health, and then I get busy, and I don't take the time to take care of myself. One of my big things was, like, the first 3 years of my channel, my claim to fame was that I had never missed an upload.
Yeah.
I'd always be like, I upload 2 days a week and I've never missed an upload.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a friend from high school pass away, and it was really, you know, an emotional toll on me. Mm-hmm. And I skipped an upload to take care of myself, and the world didn't end.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I need to give myself permission to step away from my work just for a day if I need to. Mm-hmm. I think it's making my mental health a priority in the same way that we make our physical health a priority. If I had a broken arm, I wouldn't just like go about my day and be like, it's fine, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I would go to the doctor and I would get a brace on it and I would, you know, get any sort of medication that I needed to take care of that ailment. But with my mental health, I don't always treat it the same. So I've been really trying to make that shift of like, is something wrong? Okay, how can I fix that? Do I need to take time for myself? Is it something more serious? Should I get back into therapy? Should I see a psychologist about getting on like a different medication? And yeah. trying to make sure that I'm caring for my mental health in the same way that I do for my physical health. And also making sure that I give myself permission to take a day off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll probably do a whole episode about mental health at some point because yeah. both of us have like suffered with mental health disorders. And I mean, I suffer from anxiety disorder. I still do. It was a lot worse when I was a teenager. But for me, again, like you said, like setting aside time and making your mental health as a priority is a huge thing. For me, meditating is a huge thing.
Right.
And like, that can be a lot of different things. Like if I don't have that much time, I can literally, there's an app called Headspace where you can set like, okay, I have 3 minutes. Yeah. I have 5 minutes. I have 10 minutes. And you can like listen to the app and have that guide you through a meditation, which is helpful if like you're like sitting in a parking lot and like need some assistance. But I think that, I don't know. I just feel like the goal is always to like make it a priority, to set aside time, and it can be hard when you're really busy, but also like knowing your triggers.
Yeah.
And not just like not just big triggers, even little triggers of like, for me, it's so stupid, but like if I don't wash my hair and my hair is really greasy and I feel gross and I haven't showered, like I am for sure going to have a worse day. 100%. Yeah. Like I need to take care of myself. Yeah. Like, or if I eat like crap, I'm for sure going to have a worse day. Like, yeah. I know the things that, like, affect my mental health. And obviously, it's bigger picture things. Like, there are certain people or certain situations that I know I just shouldn't put myself in. Or if I put myself in them, I have to know beforehand.
Right.
But there are also little things, like right. showering and eating well and, like, going outside.
Yeah. No, it's important. And I think another thing is being proactive. Like Skylar mm-hmm. said, not waiting until, you know, whether it's a little thing like, for example, you washing your hair every day. Mm-hmm. If it's a little thing like that, not waiting until it's midday and you're feeling anxious and you're having a bad day and then trying to go fix it. But being like, okay, I know how to stop this problem before it starts. Mm-hmm. So like for me, when I was in high school and I struggled a lot with like depression and my bipolar disorder, I would wait until it got really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And then I was like in a crisis. And now if I start feeling myself kind of like getting into a downhill spiral, I'll catch myself before it gets bad. Mm-hmm. And I'll do the things I need to do to, you know, make it not as much of an issue.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a good place to end it. Thank you guys so much for watching or listening. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars. Subscribe if you're on mm-hmm. YouTube. Follow Skylar on Instagram at sky.p_.
Follow Sierra on Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and all
but mostly Skylar.
Oh, that's very sweet.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. And we will see you next Monday. Bye.